table and all this stuff. We would call that what?
Furniture.
Mm-hmm. And this in particular is called a?
Well, a sofa.
Mm-hmm. Are there other words for sofa that you would use? Or just
couch.
Sofa? What would be your word? What would you say? Sofa?
I don't know. One of the two.
You said sofa first, so I'll go with that one. Is there a difference between a sofa and a couch?
I don't know. I don't know technically if there is.
Okay.
I usually think of sofas being rather overstuffed.
Yeah.
Whereas a couch might not have. Might have more decoration and things of that sort.
Oh. Okay. Okay.
I don't know.
That's interesting. Yeah. The thing that is about yay high and has drawers in it that you put your socks in, what's that called?
Well, dressing. I want to say tocador, but...
What's that? Is that the Spanish word?
Well, no, that it's not a tocador, because the woman's boudoir is a tocador, I guess.
Is a boudoir the one that where the doors open out?
Yeah, and mirror and
mm-hmm.
drawers and things like that.
Mm-hmm. What's that low table where a woman does her makeup?
Well, isn't that the boudoir?
That's the boudoir? Okay.
I don't know.
I was distinguishing between that and the big sort of dresser that where the doors open out and then you hang your clothes inside. It's sort of a, what do you call that?
Well, it's a closet of sorts.
Okay. And so the thing with drawers about that high is called, just has drawers in it, the sock drawer.
I don't know.
Would you call it a dresser?
I would.
Or a bureau?
But it's not. Well, even the bureau doesn't quite hit it. I guess it is a bureau, though.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I never even think of these things.
I know. I don't know who does. I don't know who thinks these things up.
The dresser drawers.
Yeah. These are just famous questions that have been asked in dialect surveys since the century began. And because there's so many different words for
yeah.
chest of drawers, you know. Something that you would carry water in that has a handle, you call that?
Watering pot.
If it's
or pail.
Mm-hmm. If it's made out of metal, it's usually called what? What kind of metal would they usually use?
Well, it's a can.
Uh-huh. Is
watering bucket.
Mm-hmm.
Bucket.
Is there a difference between a can and a bucket?
Well, it might be. But I think bucket, of course, could be wood, could
mm-hmm.
be metal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What kind of metal would be used?
Well, probably something that doesn't rust too easily.
Mm-hmm.
Probably now something that's out of aluminum, mostly.
Aluminum? Mm-hmm. What about, let's see, the thing that you use to wash dishes, the cloth that you use to wash dishes, what do you call it?
It's a washcloth.
Mm-hmm. And the, what do you use to dry your hands with?
Towel.
Mm-hmm. And the thing that the water comes out of?
Spigot.
Okay. And the, and what comes out of a spigot?
Water, usually.
Yep. You would heat...
Sometimes a surprise.
Sometimes a surprise. Yep, they're redoing the water lines. You heat tea in a